Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Promise. Still plenty of time to barbecue the rest of the summer. Score One Smokin' has
Score One
barbecue rubs and sauces for both competitors and backyard grillers alike. Go to the website at scoreonesmokin.com or go to Facebook and Instagram. Same thing at Score One Smokin'. Chris is doing a great job with that company.
We're
that
coming
business.
Up on Labor Day. This is the last big chance to make a show. I mean, to really...
It's less than a month away, Sid.
Less than a month away. This is your chance to really be that guy. Be the person that owns the block party, everything you want to get done, and you want to go right to Chris. You just want to go right to him because, like I said, his knowledge, his friendship, his kindness, everything about him.
How do you get to him?
What's that? How do you get to him? Jake, if we want to get a hold of Chris, tell us how we do that.
Well, the website, of course, is scoreonesmokin.com. No G. S-M-O-K-I-N. scoreonesmokin.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram at scoreonesmokin. He'll deliver nationwide.
He holds classes that gets hundreds of people to come from all over the country.
He has classes?
Yes, he has classes. And we're going to talk about ribs. We're going to talk about chicken. People drive like hundreds and hundreds of miles from several states to sit in and listen to him. Yes.
And what's this guy's name again?
It's Chris Nelson.
Chris Nelson.
He's a good man. Good guy.
He's fed us. He's fed me several times.
Yep.
Whipping fat.
Chris, yeah, whipping fat out the window. Yeah. God, New York Strip, right down I-80. Yeah.
Right. That's living.
Yeah, it was.
He was
it
living.
That's living. Listen to Clint Black.
Oh, yes.
Whipping fat out.
Listen.
What's your Clint Black song?
I'm trying to think.
I know yours. Killing Time, right?
Yeah. This killing time is killing me.
You thought Furley at one point looked like Clint Black, our original
Drinking
producer.
Myself blind. Hoping I won't see that if I cross that line and they bury me, you have a song.
He always wore the black hat.
Oh yeah, Clint Black was cool.
Yeah, he was really cool. I listened to some Randy Travis last night.
Did you
listen to some Rand on 80s country? Alexa, play 80s country.
Travis can't hold a candle to Clint Black. I'll tell you that.
Enjoyed him.
He's pretty good though. Randy Travis is really good.
Yeah.
Easy.
He's pretty good.
He's really good.
Easy
really good.
There.
And on the other hand, there's a golden band.
Is that Travis?
Yeah.
Is that Travis?
Yes.
That was good. That was pretty smooth. That was honey.
I have failed to mention something so far today that it resonates with
me. Does it involve Avon?
It does not. I wish it did.
What?
Yesterday, a man named Tim Bowens. Know that name?
Yes.
Tim Bowens. I'm bringing this up for a reason. Tim Bowens became the 28th member of the Miami Dolphins Ring of Honor. He will have his name on the stadium. Why
stop traffic?
Why,
in Lincoln.
No, but why that is a great story is the story of Tim Bowens is incredible. This is a guy that played with two toes on his left foot at 330 pounds. That's he played amazing. With two toes.
I'm trying to imagine.
Was not born with this. He had a lawnmower accident his senior year of high school chopped off three toes.
Ooh, that's insane.
I'm trying to think of myself, not 330, operating with two toes.
Yeah.
Moving at an NFL level, oh, by the way, and playing 11 years, 3 years Pro
that's
Bowl.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm not,
he had two toes.
I'm not playing that down. No, that's amazing.
Yeah. Congratulations. I love those stories.
I do too.
I do.
Well, that's you think about yourself living with two toes on a foot. Yeah. How do you even how do you walk?
Yeah. Right.
How do you balance yourself? Right. How do you cut?
I don't know. That's amazing. So what? Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. 28th member of the Miami Dolphins. Ring of Honor is a guy with two toes at 330 pounds on his left foot.
Tim Bowens, where did he play college?
Tim Bowens played at Mississippi State or Ole Miss. I forget. It's one of the two. He was a first round draft pick in the 94 season.
Okay.
So there you go. I had to bring it up. Pretty
Thank
cool
you,
story.
Jay. Thank you.
Saw this from 24/7 Sports yesterday.
Yes.
They were going through 20 different potential breakout players in college football. People that are kind of...
A list.
It says on the clock. Guys who are highly rated, they have not really panned out yet or have gotten to their accolades of what their stars would say. And they put Thomas Bodoni as one of the 20 players on this list as a potential breakout player. I would ask you this. Mm-hmm. He had four touchdowns last year. What would qualify as a breakout year for Thomas Fedoni?
25 catches last year, four touchdowns.
That's right.
I'm not that much more. I'd say 35 catches, seven touchdowns. I mean,
seven touchdowns would be a hell of a season.
Yeah, that's. I don't think he needs to do a whole lot more to break out. The issue with his numbers will be they're going to spread. The ball's going to get spread around a lot. Naor has come on. Banks has proven. Carter Nelson's going to get some balls thrown his way. But I think Fedoni will be option one a lot of the time.
Oh, I agree. I think I agree with the selection also that he will have a breakout year. I don't get as involved with touchdowns as much as I do touches, just for the fact that it might be. We just ran the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
We didn't throw it in the end zone. So I don't get too caught up in that. So numbers are a little bit more to me. So I would expect him to have 45-plus catches.
Wow.
I think he'll have 45-plus catches. I think
you said 25 last year, Sip?
25 last year.
I think he'll have 45. And then, the touchdowns will happen, but I don't look at it that way. It's just like a DB. I don't look at a DB when I go through and rate him with everything. It's like, well, his interceptions are down, so I don't have any interest in him. No, right. I want to see how he plays and what he does. So that's a little bit of the end product, I guess.
Fedoni on that side of the ball, if you were going to pick somebody on the defense, I'd pick Butler. I mean, it wasn't like Butler was hidden last year. He had eight and a half tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks. That led the team. But still, you didn't – I mean, Butler, he wasn't – prominent in your thoughts. You usually thought of Nash or Ty. But Butler, I think Butler could approach 10 sacks. He's that good. He played at 230 last year. Now, setting the edge at 230 in the Big Ten is not easy to do. Now he's 260. He'll look different. He'll play different. Butler can play. So that would be the two guys I'd look at, Butler and Fedoni. Tony makes sense.
10 sacks would be a hell of a season.
Well, it hasn't happened.
Butler
hasn't.
He'd be incredible. Gone.
What did Gregory have? He'd be 9.5?
Yeah, he had 9.5.
Better year than Randy Gregory.
Yeah.
That's a lot to ask for Jamari Butler. Or anybody, to be fair.
He had 5.5 the last year. I mean, you'd think he could get 8.5 and then maybe fall into a couple.
that just happens. You fall into sacks all the time.
Oh, sometimes you fall into them. Sometimes you fall into them. But the... That's a lot. 10's a lot for Jamar. If he gets 10, he's gone. He won't be back next year. He'll be in the NFL. But Fedoni's. What I like about Fedoni and the guys they got is catch radius. I'm a huge catch radius guy. I don't like 5'8 receivers. They bother
me. You made that very clear for years on the show.
There's good ones. Tyreek Hill's a beautiful receiver, there's exceptions. Juan Dale was beautiful. But I like 6'2 catch radius. Guys that you don't have to throw it. You know, if you throw it over a defensive back, that they can still get it. where it won't sail over their head too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
No, I'd expect great things from Fedoni. He'll have a tremendous year. Numbers will be up, and he'll be ready to go.
45 catches, flows doing math is still just only 3 to 4 per game. He's not getting 10 per game. It's like
he's not getting 10.
3 to 4. That's very feasible.
It's really interesting.
Very feasible.
It's just gonna be interesting how it all plays out. How much are they gonna be able to run the ball? Are they gonna default to? Are they gonna default to Dylan? You know, just 3rd and 3. Let's throw it. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to look. I'm really interested. Really interested.
So Thomas Fedoni, again, one of the top 20 potential breakout players in college football per 24/7 Sports. Just again, based on guys who had high stars going into college and have not really panned out yet or broken out yet.
That's not why broken out. He's panned out. Yeah. He hasn't broken out.
They list it as on the clock in terms of guys trying to break out. That's why. All right. Are you ready to play the game show? Ready to roll?
What do you think?
Let's do it. 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Bill and Sip and Trivia. Today's topic is NFL backup quarterbacks. This is week one of preseason. You'll see a lot of these guys playing.
Okay.
You've already saw two. You saw the Texans and Bears play on the Hall of Fame game. You'll have more games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week in NFL.
Good. Fun.
So, think you know your NFL backup quarterbacks this year. Call us up. Right now.
Come on.
There were some names the other day in the game. I'm like, I have no idea who that person is.
Just osmosis might help you here.
Yeah.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. Call us up 402-464-5685. NFL backup quarterbacks. Guys, you will see this week, next week in the preseason, play a lot of football.
I don't feel good about this at all.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
As he dons his Oilers hat.
I don't feel terrible. We should know some of this.
I would hope.
Yeah.
The calls are coming in now.
Here they come. Ben's on.
Ben's on. Look at him.
By the way, you guys did win yesterday. You're 1-2 now on the year. You lost Thursday, Friday, but got you.
Yeah, can you lock in, please? Can you lock in?
I will. Thanks.
Bill will lock in. As they're getting the caller back here. Ben's having a conversation.
Ben's had a full conversation.
Ben's having a nice conversation.
Ben just need to get the name. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting where he's from.
Yeah. Ben.
Okay, we've got Aaron, how do you feel about Aaron? NFL backup quarterback today is a topic.
I know nothing.
All good. Right. This is a perfect matchup.
It's a good start for all of
us. Yeah. I'm just going to have to wing it, make up some names.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah.
First question.
Okay. It's easy win. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Aaron has no confidence at all. What's the
zero confidence.
Code? Nope.
Bill is a lifeline for one question for Sip. As always, Aaron, what team is Easton Stick the backup quarterback for?
Got it. Should know that.
Got it.
Oh, I think I know this. The Bay City Rollers. Remember those guys?
Yeah, the Bay City Rollers.
Okay, I know.
Are you guessing here? 5 seconds. 5.
Yes, I am guessing. I have no clue. I'm swinging it.
I was going to give you the horns. I don't know what's happening.
I know.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You guys want this one or not?
Yeah, I think we do.
Try it. If you have it, just fire it.
I mean, unless he's changed teams in the last couple years. Chargers.
Brilliant.
Chargers is correct.
Wow, that's incredible. That is.
He's from Nebraska, went to North Dakota State.
Yes. Should have
played it. 1-0 lead for Sip. First question, Sip. What team is Jarrett Stidham the backup quarterback for?
Oh, God, Bill, come on.
He could potentially start here. I guess he's listed as a backup right now.
But Stidham.
I have a guess.
Could be a starter.
We minus this, so we don't.
No, you don't minus. You'll lose Bill for a lifeline if he gets it wrong.
Oh, we don't minus.
But you don't. This is your question. You will not go minus.
Okay, I haven't played this game before, so I don't know.
I guess not for 8 years. Yeah. Five seconds.
I have a. I don't feel great about it, but I have a guess. I think it is.
Go, do it.
Patriots.
It's okay.
All right. He didn't lose the point, but Bill is out now. So you can't use him. Do you want that, Aaron, or not? If you miss this, you go negative one.
Sure, what the heck. Uriah Heep. Remember those guys?
Yeah,
rock
band, yes.
Yeah, rock band.
Yeah, with the Wizard, I
think we're going to win this.
We have a chance here on this one.
I think we're going to win this one.
I think, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we counting that as an attempt?
I think we are.
I think we are.
All right, it's one to negative one. Aaron. I need an NFL team here. NFL team.
Think about this.
32
of them. I know a few of those. Sure.
What team is Andy Dalton the backup quarterback for? An NFL team.
Is it where he was last year?
Let's see. I think for Jethro Tull. I know. I stink.
Okay.
We're
done here.
I know.
Thanks, Aaron. We got the win. Disaster.
Is he still with the Bears?
No, he's with the Panthers.
Panthers now?
Ooh, didn't know that.
Didn't know that one. Another win for
we're
us, though.
Bands.
That's a tough win.
Yeah. We'll take it. I don't.
That's 2-0, Ben.
Aaron, thank you.
Aaron changed the mark. List 2-0. Bands when it was
two,
NFL.
I mean, 2-2.
Now, sometimes you get handed one. I mean, we got handed one. We'll take it.
I don't know what just happened there, but.
It's fine.
It was the Panthers.
Go give us another one.
What team is Gardner Minshew the backup quarterback for?
We should know this.
Raiders.
I got it.
Brilliant.
Oh, is it Raiders?
It is the Raiders. That's
he
right.
Just change
from the Colts.
Yeah.
And on that note, for Bill, in 13 starts last year for the Colts, how many passing yards did Gardner Minshew have? 13 starts. He's doing math.
13 starts.
He's doing math.
$2,940.
Ooh, that's a good number. That's a good number. My first thought was 2850. My second thought was 3100.
So you're going over then?
I'll go 3100.
Pretty good guess. It's 3,305 yards.
Damn, good job. Just
15 touchdowns, 9 picks before he replaced Anthony Richardson, who got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's with the Raiders. So Anthony's
so who's
back
the Raiders quarterback?
Purdue quarterback.
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell. Thank you.
Will it be O'Connell again?
I believe it will be. Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's not a great picture.
No.
He wasn't horrible last year.
So they got O'Connell and Minshew.
That's their QBs.
That's just fair.
There's some people that are not happy with the game show today. Not with me, but with how that went down.
Yeah, Aaron.
I don't know what that was. To be very clear. I don't know what just happened.
Well, he was guessing rock bands.
I said it's NFL teams. NFL
live
teams.
Radio, Jake. Sometimes live you don't radio. Know what you're going to get.
That's what happens. Yeah, people think it's easy. Yeah, throw the mic, throw the headset on.
Jethro Tull, Uriah Heep. I mean, I need an NFL team. Bon Jovi. Spillover's next, an early break on the ticket.